Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and it's my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about why do some narcissists pick fights on purpose, y'all? So, some narcissistic people, y'all, like to be in control of a lot, most of their lives. Most narcissistic people like to be in control. Not all. Most narcissists like to be in control of the entirety of everything that is going on around them. Literally everything. Too much. They like to be in control of too much of their lives. My therapist told me one of my main problems is that I try to control too much. Like, I'm trying to be in control of too much. I don't like leaving things up to chance. So when things don't go right in my life, I feel like I'm losing control. I feel like I need to control something. I feel like there's something in my life right now that I absolutely need to control. So guess what? I can't control the people closest to me in my life. So some narcissistic people will come home and pick a fight with you just to prove that they are in control of you. Just to prove that they can control something in their life. When all else fails, I still have you. Here comes a fight for no reason. Lee, hold up. What do you mean, you people? Robert Downey Jr. or Tropic Thunder. A lot of people have understand what I'm talking about when you're dealing with a narcissistic person that out of nowhere starts a fight with you. And you're like, what the hell? So that's one reason, is because they lost control over other aspects of their life. Like, nothing else is going correct. So let me start a fight. Let me do one thing I can control. That's why I tell people, when you're dealing with a narcissistic person, one of your greatest powers when dealing with a narcissistic person is controlling your reactions, when they try to pick a fight with you, controlling how you respond to people like that. I know it's tough. I never said it was easy. It takes work to get to that point. Different levels of work to get to that point. But if they can trigger you, they can control you. You've heard me say that a lot of times. If they can trigger you, they can control you. But the opposite is true as well. If they cannot trigger you, they cannot control you. You see what I'm saying? So one reason is just to prove that they are still in control of something in their lives. Another reason is so they can, if they pick a fight on purpose, just to bring you down to their level. Just because if you're sitting on a pedestal, if you're experiencing a good time in your life, if you're experiencing a high, or you're celebrating, or you're in a good mood, and that narcissistic person is not, here comes an unnecessary fight out of nowhere just to ruin your damn mood. Because why do you get to be happy when I don't? Why do you get to be happy in the moment right now and feel a certain type of way when I don't get to experience that? I don't get to be happy. So why do you get to be happy? You'll deal with a lot of narcissists and toxic people that hold grudges against you and start fights with you just because you're in a good mood, just because you're feeling yourself, just because you are celebrating a win, just because you won something. Hey, hun, I got a promotion at work. Did you cheat on me to get that promotion? You cheated on me, didn't you? Because there's no way anybody on this earth would promote you. Boom, gotcha. Just because you're celebrating. Hey, babe, I just graduated from college. So? I don't know. So what does they have to do? Now we got to pay back. So that's just another bill in the house. So you graduated from college, just added another damn bill to our house because you weren't smart enough to get a scholarship. Blah, blah, blah. Boop, boop, boop. Beep, beep, beep. You understand exactly what I'm saying when you experience this type of stuff. When you're dealing with narcissistic, toxic people, you understand exactly what I'm saying in this dynamic. Because that type of person is going to take you up out of here, y'all. They're going to mess with your mind. They're going to do a lot of different things to literally mess with you, to control you, to ruin your damn life if you allow them to. You know what I mean? A lot of times, that's the way it goes. The more you're dealing with a narcissistic person, the more they're going to try to control you. The more they're going to try to bring you down to their level. If you're on this pedestal, if you're sitting high on this pedestal, they're going to want to rock that pedestal and knock you off of it by starting a fight over something small and minute. Another reason why they will pick fights at you on purpose is because they want to do something else, to get out of doing something. You know what I mean? To get out of doing something with it and whatnot. You know what I mean? Like, if you want to travel, if you want to do something like that, you know what I mean? If you want to travel, if you want to do something like that, or you want to go somewhere, take a trip or something like that, they will pick a fight as to have a reason not to do that. They will start a fight with you on purpose over something small or something in the past. They'll bring up something or something outrageous. It doesn't even have to be valid, y'all. They will just start a fight. They will just cop an attitude with you out of nowhere just to get out of doing things with you. Oh, you can go to your parents' house? I'm going to go to your mama's house. Your mama and them hate me. Oh, you want to take a trip? We ain't got enough money for a trip. Oh, you want to do this? We ain't got enough money. I'm just telling you. You see where I'm going with this. Sometimes they will pick fights with you on purpose just to get out of doing things, going to events with you, just to get out of spending time with you. Sometimes they will start unnecessary fights on purpose and things of that nature. You mean narcissistic people, toxic people, they like to do that, y'all, because they're in control of the situation. Instead of just talking with you and having open lines of communication and being nice to you and being decent with you, what they'll do is they'll attack you. You see what I'm saying? They'll attack you out of nowhere. They'll start a necessary fight. And you'll be like, what the hell did I do? It'll leave you confused and make you feel like you're going crazy. Like, what in the hell did I do to deserve this? Damn, where did that come from? What started this? And guess what? The only person that can really give you the explanation won't give you the explanation. That narcissistic person is not going to tell you or validate your feelings in this moment right here. They're not going to tell you that they started an argument with you to get out of doing something. They're not going to tell you that because it doesn't benefit them in any way to tell you that, to convey that to you. They're not going to tell you that type of stuff, y'all. It doesn't benefit them. They're not going to convey that to you. Narcissistic people typically only do things that benefit themselves, y'all. Very rarely, when you get into the relationship dynamic, the longer you're in the relationship dynamic, the less they do for you. That's just the way it goes, y'all. And another reason why they will pick fights on purpose, not the only reason, another reason, is because they want to go out and do something on their own. You mean, they want to have an excuse. They want to manufacture a breakup with you. They want to have an excuse to be mad at you, or you be mad at them. They want to have an excuse for you to tell them to get out, or them, I'm leaving then. I'm not going to talk. Don't call me no more. I'm turning my phone off because you argue with me, because you won't let me do what I want to do. Some of them will absolutely pick fights with you on purpose just to go out and cheat on you. Just to have an excuse to go out here and do something heinous or do something detrimental to your relationship that under normal circumstances would carry a bigger burden of accountability and responsibility. If I go out and sleep, if me and you are on good terms and I go out and cheat on you or sleep with somebody else, guess what? That's cheating. But if we're on bad terms, you made me do it. If I pick a fight with you on purpose over something small or something irrelevant, I go out and do what I want to do and then I can blame you for it. You see what I'm saying? That's how the mind of a lot of narcissistic people works. They want to be able to blame you for it. Like, hey, I wouldn't have went out and did that if you wouldn't have did this. I would have said that if you would have said this. I wouldn't have went around here and did this if you wouldn't have went around here and did that. You see what I'm saying? There's a very, very interesting dynamic when you're dealing with narcissistic, toxic ass people, y'all. It really is. You know what I mean? They will pick fights on purpose because they're in control of the situation. And I just gave you a plethora of reasons today. Not a plethora, like quite a few. More than one. I forgot four or five different reasons why narcissistic people will pick fights. They just will, y'all. Some of them will pick fights just to pick a fight, y'all. Just to argue. Some narcissistic people, y'all, just like to argue. They don't like peace. They like the turmoil. They like the chaos. It's controlled chaos. If I can control the chaos, I love it because I'm in control of it. So some of them will absolutely start fights and pick fights with you on purpose just because they can, just because it's available to start this fight. You may, you want to fight? I don't really want to fight, but what are we fighting over? You know what we're fighting over. You know you started this. Blah, 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 boo, 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 bee, bee, bee. Y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. So some of them will absolutely start fights with you on purpose just to start said fight because they're in control of the situation and whatnot, y'all. Just because they're in control of it, just because they start said fight. You know what I mean? But anyways, y'all, I'm not going to ramble on in this episode, y'all. If you haven't already, go online, Amazon, copy you a self-love journal. I love me a self-love journal by Lee Hammack. Lee Hammack Self-Love on Amazon. If you already got the journal, leave me a good review, y'all. That's to help you rebuild that self-love, regain that self-love. And also, live in-person workshop, Orlando, Florida, on May the 20th. Me, Ben Taylor, Raw Motivations, live in-person, huge workshop, 25 people maximum workshop in Orlando, Florida. So, link is going to be in the description for both of those. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.